I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a little loud.
Is it a little loud?
It's a little loud.
Okay.
Was it a little loud in your cans or was it a little loud in mine?
No, it was
low.
Not at all.
Oh, really? Man. Oh, no. Yeah, it was super loud.
I had not. You guys haven't decided to give me earphones for several weeks until today again. And so I don't know if this was just turned up way, but I still, my ears are still ringing from that song starting. It was so loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's it was but I think it's because this was way
the
up.
The knob was up.
Way to go, Andrew.
It's punk rock.
You heard all of
it's
us.
Supposed to be loud.
Skip is here, and about once a week we get together and we do the Sweet 16. We're doing one we haven't done in 20 years, which is almost impossible to find. I think it's a good one. It is the Sweet 16 of fictional assistants, with a T, not a C. So service people, butlers and maids and administrative assistants, and just anyone who is someone's sidekick and helper will qualify from a movie or a book or a television show. Skip, you want to lead it off?
I will. I've got two butlers at the top of my list. I don't know which one to use. So I think I'm going to go with Alfred.
Sure. The classic.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the one to beat.
I think he fits this category more than Robin does as a quote-unquote sidekick, because he's a butler and he was, instrumental.
I don't think Robin qualifies at all.
Yeah.
He's just a dink.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he wasn't helping anybody.
Right.
He was getting punched a bunch.
So, but
oh,
there's a lot of good Alfreds.
Yeah.
In the different versions of Batman.
Yeah.
And I think one of my favorite ones is the one on the TV show Gotham, which we haven't talked much in that show.
Never seen it.
It's over now, but it was when Bruce Wayne was really young, and Alfred played a guy. He had been like in the British Commandos, and he was pretty cool.
It was Jeremy Irons, right?
No.
Oh
no.
That was Christian Bale.
Yeah,
no, Christian. That was Michael Caine.
Oh, well, who is?
I don't know the actor's name. He's in a few TV series.
I meant, but who is Jeremy Irons for?
Oh,
yeah, right.
Know.
Hang on, I gotta look.
Is this
up.
A Mandela effect thing?
This has got to be.
Is this because of our headphones being so loud?
This can't be a Mandela effect. Come on now.
Not Jeremy Irons.
Justice League.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It was. Yeah. He was the
That's
Justice
why we
League.
Don't know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, there's no other Alfred other than the original television.
I know.
Alfred.
That's probably my second favorite. I love that one.
He's great.
Yeah.
From the 60s?
Yes.
What was he
taking care of Bruce Wayne's man boobs.
Yeah.
He was just old and.
But he was.
A
he was cool.
Snarky, but.
There's a couple times when he got in a fight and he used his umbrella and that was great.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
Everyone had man boobs in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like Adam West, Ron Ely,
right.
who played Tarzan. I guess
Alfred didn't, though, so there you go.
No, there
that's
you go.
A reason why it's good.
Flat as a board.
Yeah.
Rich.
How about Jeffrey from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, good one. Yeah. Like, when you do these things, you realize what a trope it is.
Yeah.
Like, there are just so many of these, you know, these kinds of people. Good one. I will go Smithers.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, I was going to do Smithers as well.
Well, you're not now.
Impressive young bootlick named Smithers.
They're saying Boo Earns. What do you got now? Huh?
Yeah, I know. Now I got to think Punk. About it. I'm just going to do the hello, Smithers. You are quite good at turning me on. How about Fran from The Nanny?
Oh, yeah. I've got another nanny character on my list.
Oh, interesting.
There you go.
There's two?
Yeah.
I've never seen an episode.
No. Well, from The Nanny?
Yeah.
Oh, I know
Niles.
Who it is. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
for
that
sure.
did I tell you
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, I never saw that episode either.
I'm friends with The Nanny now.
What? With Fran Drescher?
Yeah, she emails me.
What'd she email you about?
Mostly sex. But it started with she is the new leader of my union You're not getting these emails?
No, I'm not getting these emails.
Oh, my gosh. I go to my email all the time, and it's from Fran Drescher and Matthew Modine. And
so that's probably better than getting a voicemail from her.
Yeah. Why isn't she here?
I think you're probably in a different tier of the union, Dave. Yeah.
Maybe
you're up
so.
With the celebs.
Yeah,
reach out.
So.
Get her on the show. Let's do this.
Yeah. Okay. We could do it. back to Skip.
Okay. So this was not in too many episodes, but I think it's one of these characters that was written brilliantly on this show, and that is her name was Katie, and she was Jerry Seinfeld's manager that was overly helpful.
I'm trying to picture her.
She was a short lady, and mm-hmm. she would give him every detail beyond what he wanted. She was in three or four different episodes, and like she'd tell him the plane's going to land at 7:50. You know, I mean, it was just over the top, brilliantly played by the actress. And one of my favorite things is when she booked him at his old high school for 2 hours, 2 hour assembly. He goes, I can't talk for 2 hours. And they started booing him. I mean, it's just like, it was always a train wreck. She was so funny and she was so well meaning and just always screwed him over. So if you don't remember who that is, we don't have to use that. But I just thought it was a perfect example of.
I don't remember who it is.
I don't remember her either.
Yeah.
All right, let me throw my other butler on there. I'm gonna say Lurch.
Damn, Lurch. That was my next.
Oh, sorry.
Now I know how to
Lurch instead of Katie.
What about Mrs. Doubtfire?
Ooh, good one.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
She's a helper.
Possibly the sexiest assistant of all time, at least when you're eight, Jeannie.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had another person on there that could qualify for that, too.
Oh, yeah?
That, yeah. Yeah, Jeannie, well.
It's the robot from the Jetsons. That's.
She's on my list, too. That was my first real white hot anger, was at Larry Hagman. When I was
such an idiot.
Yes, I was just nipping at puberty, and here's Jeannie, who has every magical power and wants nothing but to please her master. Yeah. And he's like,
no, I want you to cook without using magic. That's my main wish for you.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Wrong with you.
Exactly.
And she keeps messing stuff up. Let her use the magic.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
She sets the kitchen on fire.
In that bottle full of pillows.
Yeah.
Was that the greatest? That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how we would phrase it, but like that space.
The best set.
Man, oh man. That bottle full of pillows was just like, why would you ever leave?
Yeah.
Andrew.
How about Q from James Bond?
Oh, great.
He's pretty the guy who came up with all the gadgets and stuff.
Good. And Gal.
Desmond Llewellyn.
And Gal.
I was picturing Q from Next Generation.
Oh, okay. QAnon.
QAnon is the assistant that helps our country run. He exposed the deep state.
Thank you, Q. Hell, I'm in a trend for that.
Like, I know.
Dave Glover says, thank you,
Disclaimer,
Q.
Disclaimer, we are kidding.
Skip.
I'm going to go with Stevens, the butler
Remains
of the Day. Yeah. Oh.
Excellent.
That's a serious one versus most of these are.
I love it. Movie.
And I think just one of the most heart tugging movies of all time.
One of my favorite movies.
It's a heart tugger.
I love it. I love it.
Love that movie. I was going to do Niles from The Nanny, but Dave and Skip didn't watch the show. What about Jonathan from 30 Rock? He's Jack Donaghy's assistant. He's really funny.
Which one is he?
Oh, that's great.
He's Alec Baldwin's assistant.
He's
like obsessed with Jack. Yeah. We don't have to use him.
We can use Kenneth.
Yeah, Kenneth is good too. But I mean, if you guys don't watch 30 Rock, we don't have to.
Yeah,
I also have Dobby.
I've never seen 30 Rock. I think that's probably a
ooh, Dobby's a
badge
great one.
Of dishonor.
Why don't we
Dobby.
Put Dobby?
Yeah,
Dobby's a good one. Yeah,
he's annoying, but everybody knows him.
Okay, I have a weird one. I'm not sure it fits, but C-3PO.
Yeah, that's good.
Sure. Is he an assistant?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's a protocol droid. He tells you.
Yeah, that's his true. Whole okay. existence.
He's a protocol droid that I pretty much want to dismantle every movie. I love the movies, and he's in every one of them, and he's just annoying.
What is the Mandela effect about him? His leg or something?
That
it was red?
That he's good and people like him, I think that is the... I remember C-3PO as being good and fun to listen to. And no, it's never. He never was. He sucks. How about, is Alice from the Brady Bunch?
She's great.
Did she count? Okay.
In fact, I have it written down and I couldn't remember who Alice was. I'm just going to say it and hope you guys go like, Alice!
I thought of that just a minute ago because we were doing sitcoms and then I could not remember who it was. And I'm like, I got to think of this before it comes back around to me.
I think she's final material. I mean, that's...
It's an iconic show and she's, you know...
Also, when you're growing up did you look at the Brady Bunch and just think, there's nothing better? I mean, you're living in this kick-ass house, and you have this live-in person.
Yep. I always thought
Dave's two biggest childhood crushes were Jeannie and Alice.
I always thought that.
Let me tell you something.
That the Brady Bunch was awesome, great family. But I thought we had four kids in my family. Okay, I had three sisters, and I have no idea how we could have lived with one small family room with four kids and two bedrooms with four kids, and they had two bedrooms with six.
Yeah, I never really.
That was the only
really
thing about the house.
Their bedrooms were huge. Yeah. Their beds were so spaced out.
Yeah,
I was, was struck by that. Their bedroom was like the size of these.
The
two
girls were. The boys
together.
Had bunk beds.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah, I always felt like
in one bathroom that they all shared.
Greg moved into the attic.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a liminal space. Like the
what's liminal mean?
Like the bottom floor of the Brady Bunch house didn't seem to match the.
Oh, I don't think it did.
Yeah, like it seemed like they were completely like out of scale.
Maybe they had a basement that they went down to and you know played pool in or something.
That's where Alice lived. Did, yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. We are playing the Sweet 16 of Best Fictional Assistants. Who's next?
Skip.
Okay, so we've each got one more to do, so I don't know. Nobody watched Downton Abbey, did you?
Yeah. I'm familiar with it.
Oh, Mr. Bates.
Oh, you're in the right room,
Mr.
Bates.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Over Carlson?
I think over Carlson because Bates is...
Stop talking. I'm only halfway through.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you right now, you never learn what Bates' backstory is, but you know it's cool. He saved Lord Grantham's life in the military, and you never learn that.
I like how I told you, don't tell me anything, and you just kept on explaining.
But I'm not telling you anything that actually happened.
Okay.
But I think it's cool that you never learn that about him. He's just a badass.
Yeah. I don't know about Lord Grantham yet.
Yeah.
The only other one I can think of is Mr. French.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you're killing
Sebastian Cabot.
That's great. Yeah. I didn't think you'd know who that was.
Oh, yeah. We loved A Family Affair.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had cable for a very short period of time in my young life, but all we watched was TV Land and Boomerang.
I was terrified of the dad. Brian Keith, he was just trying to talk like this. There he was yelling at Buffy and Jody. I'm like, damn, brother. Take it easy. I will go, I can either go Florence from the Jeffersons or Benson. You guys probably don't know who Benson is.
I love Benson. I thought Benson was great.
Benson was Robert Guillaume, black dude. He was the butler on Soap, and then he...
Yeah, Benson's pretty good.
Yeah.
I love Benson. That was a great show.
Fine.
Underrated show.
Benson. Okay, last pick. I will go. I'll go Urkel. No, I'm kidding.
How about
Urkel grew up to be a personal assistant?
How about? Do you guys know Jarvis from the Avengers? Iron Man's robot manservant.
Yeah.
I also had Rosie and Charles in Charge and Tony. Tony Danza.
Oh yeah, from Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
I had Jennifer from WKRP as another possibly sexiest, because she was also the smartest person at the station. So
next week we'll do Elite Eights of most and least sexy assistants.
Assistants, yes.
All right.
I feel like we've left some big ones off, but I can't think of who they are.
We're going to hear about it. Okay, Alfred from Batman versus Mr. French. This is good.
I like Mr.
Now, let's
French.
Do this. Let's vote, but then let's say for each person who you would rather have.
Yeah, okay. I'd rather have Mr. French, but Alfred is probably more of an icon.
Same vote for me.
I'll do Alf. And I would pick Alf because he's supportive.
Rather have Alfred, too, because he was also
He's maybe supportive to a fault. He's definitely an enabler. He definitely encourages Bat. Like by helping him and fixing him up and running the Batcave, he definitely.
Dude, by the Dark Knight Rises, I feel like Michael Caine's Alfred was just like, wasn't saying words anymore. It was so weird.
Mr. Wayne, you
exactly. Like, he and Christian Bale's accents just went off the rails. As Batman, he's like, I'm Batman. And he's like,
Mr. Wayne, I'm so happy to see you out here.
It's really accurate.
To watch it.
He's doing a really good job.
It's just
I've never seen any of the Christian Bales. I haven't seen the Dark
Knight.
I've seen
them.
Christopher Nolan.
I was never enamored with him as other people were, but I have seen them. I mean, Keaton's the best Batman, and I'll defend that till I die.
Me too.
Christopher
Nolan's like, more British, more!
I picture Skip Webber 40 years down his deathbed, throwing punches at
nurses. Keaton is the best Batman.
Sir, just settle down. Your family's here.
Are you a Michael Keaton?
They're
fan
not allowed in to see me until they acknowledge it.
I love Michael. I love Birdman. Yeah. That was such a good movie. And one of like my family's favorite movies is Mr. Mom. It's just such a classic.
Michael Keaton was the first guy who I really related to. Like, I don't think I'm anywhere in the same universe as funny as him, but he has the same kind of humor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when I saw Night Shift, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, Night Shift and Gung Ho and Mr. Mom.
This is what I think is funny.
And then he plays one of the worst villains ever in Pacific Heights,
and he played that
brilliantly.
Yeah, I like it. Hmm. So, My Life, if you guys want to cry.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Rick, you ever seen that?
That shows how great an actor he was. I don't know why.
It's great.
I don't know why he was not bigger than he was.
And he still wanted to live, even though he was married to Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Alfred won over Mr. French from Family Affair. Now it's Lurch, pardon me, from the Addams Family versus Dobby.
What was the difference between the Addams Family and the Munsters?
What the hell do you mean?
Weren't they kind of the same?
They're both spooky, but that's it.
They're both spooky and they're ooky.
Yeah, they weren't really even close.
Spooky and ooky and altogether ooky.
Yeah, if you watched one episode of each, you'd say this is not just because
the Munsters match with the Brady Bunch and the Addams Family match with the Partridge Family.
Okay, yeah. And the Addams Family, they were just creepy. But
I think the Addams
Family monsters, they were like monsters.
Was much more intelligent,
cerebral,
humor, which
much
meant
more.
That I didn't get it.
Okay,
so I went for the Munsters, which was very ham-fisted. Yeah. Like, right. There's a dragon under the stairs.
No, I'd go with Lurch. I think Lurch was a
me too
great character.
I'll go Lurch as well.
Okay,
Dobby just like bums me out.
Well, I mean, Dobby was a slave.
They sound a lot alike.
I'm not wrong. But.
Selling a little. Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, DGS. You're having a rave over there or something.
I thought you were going to wait a little bit before we went into it.
Doing the Sweet 16 of assistants. Let's see. Q, in which this is Q007.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, it's out October 8th. I just saw it.
Right. Oh, really?
Right.
Finally.
It's the longest Bond ever.
God, right. It's like it's 3 hours long.
I'm excited.
I saw a tweet that was like, that's so much time to die.
Q versus Alice from the Brady Bunch. Alice.
Alice.
Alice because she was such like a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, she was great. Remember when Alice's butchier sister came or cousin?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was just the same.
Just her same. Yeah.
Yeah. She has had more severe hair and yelled at the kids. I thought I was a genius because I'm like, it's the same actress.
Exactly.
It's Alice.
If internet boards had existed, they would have been on the Brady Bunch subreddit. Like,
hot
did
take.
You, anybody notice this wild Easter egg?
Smithers versus Jarvis. Wow.
Smithers.
Yeah. Smithers. Gotta be Smithers.
Yeah, Smithers.
Genie versus Mr. Bates.
Genie.
I'm going Mr. Bates.
Mm.
It's gotta be Genie.
Thank you. Jeff, I just love, like, I'm into Downton Abbey. I'm into it.
I'm glad you are.
I'm like halfway, I'm watching it every night.
You can't explain why it's good.
Don't tell me anything. You're like, well, here's what's interesting. Yeah. Well,
you can't explain why it's good, but it's a very good show.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, who's that?
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince versus Benson.
Benson.
G.
Jeffrey.
Oh, boy. Who are we going to ask about?
Wait.
Somebody's out there.
It's a tie.
It's a tie. Yeah. Two Benson's and two Jeffreys.
You know what?
That's even better. Just lean your head and say Jeffrey or Benson and see who they pick. Jeffrey or Benson.
This bottle cap.
Let's do it.
This is Jeffrey. This is Benson.
Okay.
Benson.
There was like some liquid on the cap and it made a big splash.
It's Dave's saliva.
It made a big splash when it landed.
My own saliva went in my mouth and I'm grossed out. Mrs. Doubtfire versus Stevens from Remains of the Day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I have to go Stevens.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I got to go Stevens also, too.
Yeah, Stevens.
She worked so hard, though.
Yeah, but it was only after she
could
wasn't
sound
working
more like
hard
Snagglepuss?
Enough.
Could you worked so hard?
You know, she could have just never had to become a she. She could have just been a good husband.
She worked hard.
She was trying her hardest to be
has
with
that
the
been
kids.
Canceled? Like, can you... Is that like
I think you could. I think you could do that today.
They
I think
really,
you could
like,
do.
Respectful about it. It wasn't like it's funny because he's pretending to be a woman. It was
A surprisingly deft touch on the Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay.
I'm sure that somebody could find something in that movie.
Well, to be mad at
my buddy Fran Drescher versus C-3PO. Didn't think that happened today.
Oh, is there ever been a more annoying pairing against each other on this list ever?
True. Oh my God,
Fran
yeah.
should honestly be on the sexy assistant list because. She was always running around in like the world's tiniest miniskirt, hitting on the dad, Mr. Sheffield, and sitting on his desk.
I think she's one of the physically most attractive women who I've never thought twice about.
She has, if you watch The Nanny, she has like the cutest figure. Like she's
got
so,
kick and bob.
She's so tiny and thin and curvy at the same time.
How much exaggeration is there in that voice?
I think a decent exaggeration.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's some. I don't think it's like crazy, but like nobody has that voice.
Yeah.
Okay, Fran, right?
Yeah.
Fran,
okay.
Yeah.
Elite Eight of assistants. Alfred from Batman versus Lurch from The Addams Family.
That's a pretty good one.
To me, it's total Alfred.
Yeah, I got to go Alfred, too.
I'll go Lurch, and I would rather Lurch be my assistant, too.
This is tough. This is tough for me.
I'd feel protected with him in the home. He's
Lurch
so big.
Lurch is not the hand?
No, that's cousin it. No, it's not.
No, that's thing. That's thing.
Okay, well then Alfred.
Okay.
Easy choice.
Oh, the hand
if it was
tough for you.
Alfred versus the hand, I'm going the hand.
You thought that I wanted just the
just the disembodied
hand to be my home
security?
And you felt that she felt protected?
That's what I thought was so weird. I was like, all right, I mean, I guess he can slap a guy.
If the guy walks right up to the box and opens it. Alice from the Brady Bunch versus Smithers. Now we're getting serious.
Yeah, this is real.
Smithers.
This is really
blind
real.
Loyalty.
I love The Simpsons better than The Brady Bunch, but I'm going Alice. I think just still as the maid of the house. She made that house run.
Now, let me say this. Homer the Smithers is one of the best episodes of The Simpsons. It's the one where Smithers goes on vacation and Homer has to take over.
Yeah.
But it's not that much about Smithers. So does that help or hurt
that
Smithers'
episode?
Credit here? Yeah.
Totally irrelevant to this vote.
It couldn't matter less.
I guess
I like the monorail episode of The Simpsons, too. Does that help?
I know. But this is an episode about
episode
Smithers.
18 of Ultraman.
It depends on how much you like Smithers.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one where they went to the World's Fair and it had been 20 years earlier?
Okay.
Does that help your choice?
Alice. I'll go Alice.
I'll go Smithers.
Okay.
Let's make it a tie. Let's
okay.
go.
All right. Smithers. Alice. Smithers.
I think the cap might be.
I was going to say, I don't know if that could have been a more dead roll.
Yeah.
There you go.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
That's Smithers, right?
Integrity restored.
Yeah.
Genie versus Benson. I'm just going to start riding Genie. So.
Genie, yeah, okay. Genie.
If you want to stay on my good side.
As soon as we all picture Genie in our heads when you say the name, we're like, Genie. Don't care who's on the other side.
Stevens from Remains of the Day versus Fran Drescher.
Stevens.
I really love The Nanny and I really love Remains of the Day.
I'm going with Stevens.
Me too.
I'll be going with The Nanny.
Okay.
I'll go with The Nanny too. Let the cap decide.
Let the cap decide.
Let the cap decide.
Nanny's the hole. That's okay. Standard bet.
Nanny is the hole, people.
And it's the hole.
We got a hole.
This is one of our more misogynistic Sweet 16s in a while. And I'm definitely playing into it. So I can't complain.
All right, final four of the best fictional assistants. Alfred from Batman versus Smithers from The Simpsons.
Smithers.
Cage match.
Mm.
Right now.
Smithers would love that.
Yeah, he would.
I'm going Smithers as well.
Oh boy.
I'm going to go Alfred.
Rach, what do you think?
You've lost credibility, by the way. Don't do your whole, like, let me think.
Is Alfred the butler, or is he the... Is Alfred the butler, or is he the disembodied spirit that roamed the Batcave?
Alfred's the guy in the mask, right? Who fights crime.
Is he the furry creature flapping around the cave?
Smithers?
Mm-hmm.
Alfred.
We can flip the
cap. We can flip. Let the cap decide.
Yeah.
That's what the cap was made Smithers for.
So let's let the cap decide.
All right. Who's going to be the hole?
Rachel's right. That's what the cap is for.
Alfred's the hole.
Alfred is the hole.
Let me do that again. I didn't.
Flip it with
put a
your
little
thumb.
Yeah, put a little thumb on there.
Whoa.
Oh. It twirled. Did you guys see that? That was so exciting.
Genie versus Fran Drescher.
Ooh, the two hotties.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
I will go Genie on that.
100%.
I will go Fran.
Yeah, I did the seating, and I'm like, how on earth could that have happened? Let's do...
I feel like I'm a part of something icky right now.
Was
this
Genie,
is a weird one.
Yeah.
Was Genie Larry Hagman's friend that showed up to did all the stupid things? Was that Genie?
I'm going to go with... I'll go with Fran.
All right.
I'll say Fran. Is it the cap?
The cap. The cap.
Genie is the hole.
Keep
picking the ones you... Fran takes it!
Wow,
he even tried to fix it against
underdog.
Her.
Okay, there it is. Best assistant, Alfred from Batman versus The Nanny.
The Nanny is a terrible assistant.
I'm going Alfred.
Yeah, she's really bad.
Right, objectively really bad. Spends all her time scheming and plotting and getting into trouble.
But it's not who would make the best assistant for you. It's who's your favorite assistant. Yeah,
Alfred.
Well, I'm going Alfred.
She had her whole show about her. I'm going to go The Nanny named Fran.
So is it Alfred and Alfred versus...
Alfred versus Fran and...
Take it away, Cap.
Right.
You choose, David.
It's all in the Cap.
Alfred is the hole.
Oh, what's it going to be? Oh, no! It was a...
That's the nanny!
That's Fran.
Oh, man.
The nanny named Fran wins it. Email her, Dave. Tell her she won.
Hey.
There's your in.
That's right. Dear Fran, do you know Alfred from Batman?
I'm sure
you are
familiar.
A better assistant than Alfred was. And Genie, for that matter.
And my cap said that you are the whole, not Genie. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. I don't say this much anymore, but if you're listening on 1120 AM, which, by the way, is like a flamethrower. I mean, 50,000 watts. It's huge. Used to be everything was AM and no one cared. And then FM, if you're like, AM sucks. And now that we have like HD and streaming, then people are like, FM sucks. 98.7 is the FM signal for KMOX. If you're anywhere between like Wentzville and Collinsville, it sounds tremendous. HD2, 102.5 KZK, HD2 is also great. The best one is to download the Audacy app, which is AUDACY. And if I can do this, trust me, you can do this. So you never cease to amaze me. You like my shoes today. I got a new pair of black with white stripe Puma Clyde suedes. You know what? This is weird. Who can't wear sneakers? I think I have a normal-looking human body, and yet I feel ridiculous in any sneakers other than these.
Really?
Yeah. When I put on like real tennis shoes or like running shoes, like with jeans, I'm just like, I look like Obama throwing out the first pitch.
I would love to see you in like some great big Jordans or like some big Air Force Ones. In high school, I used to be really into Nike Shocks.
Okay.
Because I like to trick people into thinking that I have ever been athletic.
Yeah.
Even when I was super skinny, I wasn't the slightest bit athletic or coordinated. But I would wear these Shocks, and they would add like 4 inches onto your height.
Nice.
Which I needed because I was short then.
Years ago, probably 5 years ago, I bought these hiking boots, and they were real puffy, kind of like moon boots.
Oh, yeah.
And I put them on one time, and I walked in, and Nick goes, "Oh my God, are those Yeezys?" And I didn't know what that was at the time. And I just go, "Yeah," because I didn't know. And he goes, "Oh my God, my dad wears Yeezys. How much were those?" I'm like, "Not bad, like $100." And I never wore them again.
And that's what I would really like. I would really like to see you in a pair of big, silly, because they are always very silly, because Kanye thinks he's got it all figured out when it comes to shoe design. Yeah. He doesn't really. And I'd like to see you in some big puffy Yeezys that are like $1,200. That's what I want to see.
I can't believe I don't do that because I'm just so dumb. Quick break, back with something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.